Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, December 4, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Rogue wins critical funding for extensible Orbot satellite platform. Rogue Space Systems Corporation secures a $1.25 million contract through SpaceWorks for the development of its extensible Orbot satellite platform. Orbot will support in-space servicing, assembly, and manufacturing missions, playing a crucial role in the future of human space activities. Featuring standardized interfaces for mission-specific attachments, Orbot can be easily reconfigured for various tasks like satellite repairs and debris cleanup. Equipped with refueling capabilities and advanced computing algorithms, Orbot stands out as the first all-purpose utility spacecraft. This success story highlights the effectiveness of Small Business Innovation Research, SBIR, and Small Business Technology Transfer, STTR, initiatives in advancing space technology. Breakthroughs in thermal photonics enable efficient subambient daytime radiative cooling for vertical surfaces. A groundbreaking study published in Science has achieved a significant advancement in thermal photonics, enabling efficient subambient daytime radiative cooling for vertical surfaces. Traditional blackbody radiation limitations hinder practical applications, but a recent breakthrough study led by Professor Wei Li from CIOMP in collaboration with teams from Stanford University and City University of New York utilized thermal photonics to achieve directional emitter design for subambient radiative cooling on vertical surfaces. Their angularly asymmetric and spectrally selective thermal emitter maintained a temperature 2.5 doors below ambient, even under peak sunlight. This breakthrough offers new possibilities in energy-efficient technologies and sustainability, with potential impacts on global energy consumption. The innovative work opens up new dimensions in radiative cooling technology, expanding its application beyond horizontal surfaces to practical three-dimensional scenarios.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.